Austin may be the capital of Texas, but it's in Houston where politics is playing out. Playing out of violins, flutes, and more on stage in the form of classical music. NPR's Netta Ulaby visited a chamber music group there that's using what's happening in the news to program its performances.
There is nothing old-fashioned about the Apollo Chamber Players. The name, Apollo, is an homage to the space age past of Houston. These classical musicians believe what they play should speak to the historical moment. So this year's season took on this theme, censorship and banned books. That's thorny in Texas.
I understand organizations wanting to play it safe, but I don't think that's the right route.
Matthew Detrick co-founded Apollo in 2008, fresh from a master's program in music from Rice University. Just like Houston itself, the group is multicultural, with musicians whose families are from Iran, Mexico, and the Midwest. Detrick says the Apollo Chamber Players chose the silencing of voices as a theme after Texas made headlines for trying to ban hundreds of books in schools. The names of the concerts reflect that.
This concert is titled Canceled, and it's confusing some people because it's not a canceled concert, but its title is canceled.
The music Apollo plays ranges from brand new commissions to works by composers like Aaron Copland, who wrote one of the great American symphonies. Performed here by a full orchestra.
Aaron Copland is one of the most famous American composers, but most people don't know that he was canceled in a way during the 1950s, anti-communist hysteria. He was actually summoned in front of the McCarthy hearings and the House Un-American Activities Committee.
And that's why his string quartets belong in this program.
It's very paradoxical that this composer that embodies the sounds of America was accused of being anti-American.
Aaron Copland probably would have appreciated how this concert paired his music with new pieces commissioned for this series.
One of the main commissions was titled Ban. That was for string quartet, flute and piccolo, and stomp box.
That sound you hear is the actual slamming of books. Composer Allison Loggins Hull also performed.
So I'm playing flute, I also play piccolo in the piece, and then I'm using this digital stomp box, which is kind of like a digital kick drum, to trigger the sample. So every now and then you hear this bang, really, this booming sound.
Loggins Hull was inspired, she said, by imagining a pile of banned books.
And I started to kind of imagine what the pile up of the books would look like, and then also like what they would sound like, you know, like slamming of the books.
There's also some moments where we had to shush during the piece that were kind of integrated into it. It's written into the score.
Apollo Chamber Players' Matthew Detrick says the program for the group's winter concert had already been planned when war broke out in Gaza. They kept the Ukrainian Christmas carols they had decided on, but knew they needed to respond. Sadly, says Detrick, it fit with the existing theme.
Conflict and war and genocide is the ultimate forms of censorship, and this is testing the limits of free speech in many different ways.
With battles on social media and college campuses about what's acceptable. The Apollo Chamber Players turned to a local Houston musician.
She's an Israeli-American. Her name is Isabel Gantz.
And added this piece she wrote called Sephardic Hanukkah. Gantz recommended including another work by a Palestinian-American, so the ensemble commissioned artist Miaser Khoury. Her avant-garde piece is called A Lullaby for the Children of the Sun.
She is calling attention to families and children that have died in the war in Gaza and this ongoing conflict. What was interesting about this work is that it came to us in a graphic score.
So it came as fragments and drawings more than musical notations.
We have never tackled anything like this, so it was a learning experience for us as well. We decided each of us in the quartet would start from a different part of the drawing and interpret it in our own way.
Including humming and effects that sound like planes flying overhead.
So sometimes we came together, sometimes we were apart, but it was a journey for sure.
When the Apollo Chamber Players first started, their concerts drew only a few dozen people. Last year, about 30,000 people saw them perform live. The ensemble has released half a dozen albums and commissioned nearly 50 original works over the past 15 years. And last year, they played more than 70 free concerts at places like schools and hospitals. Bridging politics and music, Detrick hopes, will help bridge people as well.
Having more empathy. I think empathy is, you know, very much needed in our world today.
Netta Ulibi, NPR News.